बलदेव सुभद्रा माई की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ताई गौर चंद्र की ऋषि राधा गोकुलानंद जी की सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की ऋषि राधा लंडनेश्वर की पिताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते
हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम
हरे राम हरे राम
राम राम हरे हरे
राम।
वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू सो सुंदर गोविंद प्रभुज हाउस फॉर दिस प्रोग्राम। यस्टरडे वॉज व्यास पूर्णिमा, इट वॉज ऑल्सो द बिगिनिंग ऑफ चतुर्मास्य फर्स्ट मंथ एंड ऑल्सो द डिसअपियरेंस डे ऑफ सनातन गोस्वामी महाराज। नाउ हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू गॉन टू मदन मोहन टेम्पल इन वृंदावन? Hare Krishna. You remember the hillock where there is greenery, little background is, then there is a dome of temple is there. So all of you now, I request all of you to go mentally there. You are not in London anymore. You can mentally go there and sit down in the garden. In front of you, if you peep, there is Yamuna flowing. On the right side of you is Madan Mohan temple. Behind there is a well of Sanatana Goswami and Bhajan Kutir also. And the beautiful dome inside there is Radha Madan Mohan Ji, it is. Right? And this is Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Sanatana Goswami his history before going to Vrindavan, that he and his brother Rupa Goswami, they served the Muslim king, Nawab Husain Shah, who was the incarnation of Jarasandha. Jarasandha incarnated as Nawab Husain Shah. So they served him for a long time, and at right time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Ramkeli. And Ramkeli, Rupa Sanatan had made full Vrindavan atmosphere in Ramkeli. They had lots of long and land, and that land they developed the full Vrindavan. They developed Govardhan, they developed Vrindavan, Mathura, Barsanandagaon, Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Govardhan, everything they developed over there. And they were studying Srimad Bhagavatam in the guise of being Sikh. And then Nawab Husain Shah arrested them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them that at right time you come to me, you meet me. So they were arrested, they bribed the guards, and separately they escaped. And Rupa Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Dashashwamedha Ghat at Prayag. And Sanatana Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Varanasi. And for 2 months, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami on the Sambandha Jnana. Sambandha Jnana means the knowledge about the relationship between the Lord and the devotee, or the soul, you can see. Sambandha, that is relationship. How to detach oneself from the attachments of the material world, and how to get attached to the lotus feet of the Lord. That means to re-establish our lost relationship with the Lord. So 2 months, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Sambandha Jnana to Sanatana Goswami. He gave Abhideya Jnana to Rupa Goswami at Dashashwamedha Ghat, at the bank of the confluence. And he gave Prayojana Jnana, the ultimate knowledge about perfection in the rasa of relationship with the Lord, to Ramananda Rai in the discussion at the bank of Godavari Nadi at Tabur. They had discussion for 2-3 nights, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the Prayojan Jnana through the mouth of Ramananda Rai, who is the incarnation of Vishakha Sakhi. So we will talk about today Sanatana Goswami, because yesterday was a disappearance day. Sanatana Goswami then comes to Vrindavan. After he receives knowledge from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at right time he comes to Vrindavan. At that time, see, Vrindavan was totally like a forest. Everything was lost. There was no place known of any pastimes, only jungle and forest and forest. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed the Goswamis that you have to do 3 things. You have to re-establish the places of pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. So again, re-establish the places, discover and re-establish. And then install the deities of the Lord at those places. And write scriptures about the bhakti process. Whatever he taught, you should write down in the form of various books, so that knowledge can remain available to many people. So they heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the supreme wisdom, and they wrote down the scriptures. So Sanatana Goswami came and was showing under trees, and he was doing Madhukari. You know, Madhukari means Madhukar. What is Madhukar? It's the Bhringa. What is it called? Bumblebee. The bumblebee goes from flower to flower, picks up the honey and takes it back to the store. So like that, Madhukari means like a Madhukar, like a bumblebee. The sadhu has to go to different houses and gather some alms and fill his belly and remain happy and satisfied. So the rule is that you can't go to same house again and again. Okay, Haripriya Mataji gives every day nice, nice prasad. So go to Haripriya Mataji's house only. It is not like that. You should not be attached to even house also. So just go, and whatever comes, today you have desire to eat paneer, but you get dry rotis. So you have to accept. Or this house gives mangoes, that house gives apples. So today I want to eat apples, I will go to this house. And you get some dry rice of yesterday. But you have to accept it. That is Madhukari. Madhukari means you have to be detached. And you have to go 3 or 7 houses maximum. You cannot just go on going till filling your gunny bags full of luggage. So next 8 days you are on off, not begging anymore. It's not like that. You have to go every day and finish every day whatever little you have. Finished, again next day you go again. So very detached bhav. So Sanatan Goswami from Vrindavan, he would go to Mathura to beg Madhukari. Before that, a little bit ahead of that, Advaita Acharya had come to Vrindavan, at the very bank of Jamuna. And he was worshipping the Lord under a water tree, that is banyan tree. And there one day while he was worshipping the Lord in his heart, suddenly in front of his eyes, the Lord appeared in the form of deity. From nowhere, it just appeared. He smiled at the Lord, at the Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya understood that Lord wants to worship him, me to worship him. So he worshipped him. But a time came where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Antalila performance, so Jagannath Puri. So then he had to leave from there. So he left the deity of Gopal, Madan Gopal, to a Brahmin in Mathura called Purushottam Chaubey. And Purushottam Chaubey was a Mathura Vasi, Chaturvedi. Chaubey means Chaubey, Chaturveda, Chaturveda, Chaturvedi. Even today they have Chaturvedis in Mathura, especially Mathura. They're called Chaubeys. Bay means Veda, Dubey. And Trivedi, Dubey and Chaubey. So Chaubeys are very famous for their unique, unforgettable activities, which we will not discuss here. But they are very special people. We have met them in Vrindavan, Mathura. So they believe Lord Baldev very closely. There are a lot of worshippers of Baldev. So Chaubeyji was given the deity of Gopalji, Madan Gopalji. And Madan Gopalji was served by Chaubeyji, Purushottamji Chaubey, as one of his children. He had some sons, two, three sons, and Madan Gopal was his fourth son. And at times Madan Gopalji would become deity, and at his sweet will Madan Gopalji would go and play at the banks of the river Jamuna along with his sons. And you know, Krishna is so naughty, so he also very naughty and used to play at the bank of Jamuna and then come home. And then mother, that is Purushottam Chaubey's wife, she would chastise Madan Gopalji. You are so naughty, you don't eat food in time, you come so late, you are so dirty. And what kind of culture you have got? And she would chastise him and she would feed him. There was rasa, vatsalya rasa, like motherly affection, and she would really chastise him. So at one time, when she was chastising him and feeding him, Sanatana Goswami reached there from Madhukari. And because he was acharya of sambandha, sambandha gyan, so he thought it wise to tell mother that this is not the way to treat the Lord. The Lord is very special, you cannot just treat him like this. There are some rules and regulations, and there is some mantras, and there are some prayers, and you have to have awe and reverence. You cannot just be chastising mood to the Lord. We are supposed to serve the Lord. So she became really worried. My God, I am doing a mistake and an offense. So she immediately, you know, Sadhu Maharaj is telling something, I have to really change myself. So that day onwards, I mean, that moment onwards, she became very worshipful, very awe and reverence and all. So Lord became very disturbed, you know. So he didn't like the mood of, changed mood of Vijvasri Mataji. So he came in the dreams of Sanatana Goswami that night. At Vrindavan, he was sleeping under a tree. He chastised him. Who are you to come and disturb the mood of my disciple, my devotee with me? I was so happy getting chastised at the house of Purushottam Chaubey. You have come and spoiled everything. You think you are a great Pandit and you have a lot of knowledge, but you don't know how you have spoiled my whole mood. Now I don't enjoy there. I no more feel like staying over there because the whole rasa that I was enjoying there is finished. So now I want to come to you. You come and take me tomorrow. In the same day, he appeared in the night in the dreams of Purushottam Chaubey and told that tomorrow one Goswamiji will come to beg Madhukari. At that time with rotis, you give me also to him. So Purushottam Chaubey started crying. He said, what offense we did, my Lord? Are you unhappy with us? Are we not feeding you well? Anything wrong? He said, no, now my desire is to go with him. He said, he's a Baba, he's a sannyasi, he doesn't have any house. We have a house, we can give you sweetmeats. No, I want to go with Babaji. So what to do? He said, okay, whatever you desire, my Lord. And sure enough, both of them woke up and Goswamiji went to Mathura. And Purushottamji was serving the deity. Suddenly Goswamiji appeared. So he understood that I have to fulfill the Lord's desire. So the deity was given to him. Goswamiji said, I am a sannyasi, I beg from house to house. I cannot serve you. I have nothing. If something I get, I eat. Otherwise, I don't eat. I sleep under a tree. Why will I carry you? So no, you get some atta, some dough. You can dip that atta in Jamuna water, make some balls, put it in the fire, roast it, like, you know, we bake it, and I will eat it, no problem. You can offer me. Sure, you are not going to ask anything else. No, whatever you get. I don't even have a house, I stay under a tree. Sure, you're going to sleep under a tree with me? Said, yeah, wherever you keep me, whatever you feed me, I'll be happy. So what Goswamiji can say? So going. They came to Vrindavan, sitting under a tree. And many days, Sanatana Goswami, taking the Lord in the hand, would go to beg, and he would get some dough, wheat atta, dip it in Jamuna water, make balls. And that is how the famous bati has come into existence. Today's bati is like filled in ghee, dipped in, deep fried in ghee, and with dal, and nicely, you know, very, it's a delicacy. The Brajvasis go to forest to have their party of dal and bati and churma. But the original bati was without salt, only water and atta and bake, that's it. So many days passed like this. One day, you know, nowadays we have deities, they don't speak to us. We are not qualified to speak because we are so much of full of anarthas and lust and anger and desire, so many things are there. So because of the pure devotion of Sanatana Goswami, the Lord used to speak to him, communicate with him, used to also speak to him. So one day Lord said, what is this Sanatana? You are only giving me saltless the body. Some salt you should get, at least sometimes you get. He said, I told you in the beginning only, I don't have anything here. Today you are asking for salt, tomorrow you ask for sweet. From where I will get sweets? You must be happy whatever you are in. And he just started serving that same thing only. The Lord is, understand the heart of devotee. It's not that the Sanatana Goswami didn't want to serve in sweets. He may beg, he may not get. So what he will do? So, 2 days passed and many days afterwards, storm came in Jamuna. Big storm. And Madan Gopal ji has now been named as Madan Mohan ji when he came to Sanatana Goswami. You can call him Madan Gopal, there is no problem on that. And Madan Gopal also had a habit, like he was in Mathura, he would become a boy and play at the bank of Jamuna. Here also he would just sometimes give up his deity form, become a boy down, play with the coward boys and come back, or sometimes simultaneously deity there, boy there. Everything is going on beautifully. So he was, Madan Gopal ji was playing in the bank of Jamuna in Vrindavan, and big storm came up in Jamuna. At that time, Sanatana Goswami was doing his bhajan upstairs on the hillock. Now the hillock is a small story. When Krishna was in Jamuna to subdue Kaliya, long time he was in water, so it was very cold. After subduing Kaliya, he came out, he was very shivering with water, cold. So he climbed up the hill, hillock, small hillock, and sat there, and 12 suns came, and 12 suns gave heat to the Lord. In a medical terms, we call it heat fomentation. To a, you know, a cold person, who cold, clammy, with white fingers and all, you give heat. Like a baby who is a newly born, we give heat in the incubator. So they gave heat to the Lord, 12 suns, and Lord became warm and warmer and hot, and he started sweating. And his sweat came after all the pores of his body and became a stream. Got down the mountain where you are sitting, all of you. Where are you sitting now? On that Dwadasha Aditya Teel. 12 Dwadasha Aditya Sun. Teel means hillock. Where you are sitting now? You are not in London, by the way. So water fell, went down, trickled down and got gathered into a sarovar, a water collection, Jalashay, a pond, which is called as Praskandan Sarovar. That prasandhan means the process of sweating. We say sweating, but in Sanskrit it is said praskandhan. So that sarovar is called praskandhan sarovar because it was produced, it became into, came into existence because of the sweat of the Lord, divine sweat. Swed it is called. Swed means the divine sweat. It is fragrant, it is very beautiful. And that were collected and that pond was formed. 25 years back when we went there, I have seen the darshan of the pond. But almost dried up, but pond was there and the leaves, typical leaves which come in dried pond, they were also there. But after a few years, everything was abolished and landscaping was done and only garden is there. We only point out to people that this was the place where Praskandhan Sarovar used to be there. So don't waste time. As soon as possible, you go to Vrindavan, because even many more places will disappear very soon in the course of time by the influence of Kali Yuga. So Sanatana Goswami was sitting on the hillock, Dwadasha Aditya Teel, and doing his bhajan in his bhajan kuti near the well. And Madan Mohanji was playing down his boys, and there was storm in the river. What the point? So somehow the Ramchandra Kapoor, the owner of the boat, who had come from Punjab with lot of salt and other things to sell and make money through the river Jamuna, he somehow jumped out of and swam and came across and wanted to find somebody to save. So he came to the boys where Madan Upal was playing. He said, anybody is there? My boat is in the storm. Please save me. So he said, Madan Gopal said, there is a great Baba on the top. If you go to meet him, by his mercy, something can be done. So he went up to meet the Baba, Sanatan Goswami. And he said, my boat is sinking. Can you save me? He said, Madan Gopalji will save you. In the meantime, when he said, Madan Gopal save you, this boy Madan Gopal took out his Uttariya Vastra. He moved around in the air and changed the direction of air in such a way that the boat was drawn by the power of his feta to the bank of Jamuna. So by the time he went down to tell the boy or whoever, the boat already had come to the bank of the ocean. So he believed that by Madan Mohanji's, Madan Gopalji's mercy, through the Sanatana Goswami, the great devotee of the Lord, my boat is saved. So he was very happy. He again went to the mountain. He said, Maharaji, please take whatever you want. And the boat was filled with salt. And Lord wanted salt. So he took some salt. So that day the bhati was with salt. But the merchant said, Maharaj, take whatever you want. He said, no, I am a sadhu, I am okay. So then he went and sold all the property on the boat. And he came back again with lots of wealth. He said, Maharaj, not only my life, but you have saved my everything. I want to donate to you. He said, I am a Baba, I just stay under a tree every night, different tree also. You can't even stay under one tree, by the way, more than three nights. Because you make it attached to shadow, you make it attached to the fruits of that tree, or the nice birds chirping in the morning, you will like the music in the morning, so you may like to get attached there and stay there. So every after 3 days, you have to change. Sannyas is not easy, Prabhu. That's why in Kali Yuga, we are wearing green color and white color dresses, so you can remain as grihastha and eat nice paneer at home. Whenever you want, you can get salt. Whenever you want to get sugar, you can get sugar also. So like that, the sadhu, the merchant was requesting that, please. He said, I am a sadhu, I don't need anything. But you may build a nice temple for Madan Gopalji, because he is staying with me under a tree, I don't have any place to keep him. So that Ramchandra Kapoor took the charge of construction. And that time, the worship of Madan Gopalji was handed over to one Brahmachari disciple of Goswamiji, whose name was Krishnadas Brahmachari. He took over the worship, and at that time when the temple construction began, Sanatan Goswami left Vrindavan and went to Govardhan. And there is a place called Chakratirtha. How many of you have been to Chakratirtha? Anybody? One. Chakratirtha is a place, you know, when Krishna lifted Govardhan. Anybody knows why there was no water on the ground? It was pouring cats and dogs. What happens in Bombay? My wife called me up and told me that it's a heavy rains, like anything, day and night is raining. So when you hold umbrella, what happens? Water falls on side, na? Sometimes you may only save your shoulders, but things may come up to your waist and you have to walk with the water to the waist also. But scriptures say that when Govardhan was getting poured with rains like musal dhar, there's no water on the ground. Anybody knows why? Any guess? You hold an umbrella, water falls on umbrella, nothing falls on the ground. Can it happen? Yes. Yes, because Krishna, when he lifted Govardhan, he called Sudarshan and he told him that you revolve in such a way that not a single drop of water should fall from Govardhan on the ground. Before that, you have to evaporate it. Govardhan, chakra means fire and light both together. It's like sun actually. So Sudarshan revolved in such a way that the highest power of Indra, in Samvarta clouds, so much water was falling like pillars from the sky, that was totally evaporated. and there was no water till waist or knee or whatever of the Brijvasis. They were standing on a wet land, but no water collections. So then when Krishna kept the Govardhan down, Chakra came. Say, my Lord, thank you for giving me service. I have one desire. I want to stay here only. So Krishna said, you can stay here. So where Chakra stayed, resided permanently in Brijbhumi, is Chakra Tirtha. And that at that place is at the bank of Manasi Ganga. And Manasi Ganga is a place where Lord Krishna had water pastimes. Nauka Vihar. They would sit in the boat and overnight they would sail across singing songs and sweetmeats and dance and music and everything. And Krishna would accommodate one night of Brahma in one night in Vrindavan and give pleasure to gopis in Nauka Vihar Lila at Manasi Ganga. Manasi Ganga is Ganga which came out of the heart of Krishna. The desire of Krishna. She appeared in Vrindavan, in Govardhan. The biggest pond she created at the central area of Govardhan mountain. That is Manasi Ganga. To fulfill the promise of given to father, he wanted to go to Ganga Snan. And Krishna didn't like it. So he said, why you go to Ganga, Haridwar? You come with me. So he took them to the middle of the Govardhan and he told in the mind, did Avahan for Gangaji. And Gangaji came. In front of the eyes of Nanda Maharaj and elder Brijvasis, Ganga erupted from the heart of Krishna. Manifested in the crocodile with four arms, begging Krishna, how can I serve you? And Krishna ordered, put your water over here. In front of everybody's eyes, all Brijvasis, Gangaji poured her water and made a very huge ocean-like pond in the middle of Govardhan. That is Manasi Ganga. The chakra resided at one side, Chakra Tirtha. That is where our today's hero of the story came and made his kuti, made his hut and stayed there. And there he wrote lot of books as per the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a lot of bhajan and lot of tapasya. And he would do parikrama of Govardhan every single day. Right from when he was young, he began parikrama. How many kilometers parikrama we do? 21 kilometers. This is fine. That is called as 7 coast parikrama. Sat Kos ki parikrama. But he would do Dirga parikrama, that is 40 kilometers. That includes the village of Pravishtavan, includes the village of Chandra Sarovar, Pravishtavan, Petha Gaon, like that it goes. It is at the border of that parikrama, Krishna entered earth into a cave and then lifted Govardhan mountain. So the name is what? Pravishta Gufa. Pravishta means he did Pravesh, he entered.
Mukharvind.
Wo udar nahi hai. Mukharvind udar nahi hai. Pravishta Gufa is a place at the bigger parikrama where Krishna entered the earth into a cave and from there lifted Govardhan mountain in front of the eyes of all the boys and Brijvasis. It's a very beautiful place actually. But it's the outskirts of the whole area. So he was doing 40 kilometers parikrama every single day. And whole life, every day he did the parikrama. In between, when he was staying there, you know there are four Mahadevs in Brijbhumi. One is Bhuteshwar Mahadev, that was worshipped by Kamsa in Mathura. Then there is Chakreshwar Mahadev, that is Mahadev at Chakra Tirtha. Then there is
Nandishwar
Mahadev, that is Krishna's father stayed on the bank, on the Nandagaon. Then there is Kameshwar Mahadev in Kamyavan. Like that, and there is Gopeshwar Mahadev in Vrindavan. So four main Mahadevs who guard the four main areas of Vrindavan. So this Chakreshwar Mahadev is their place. So Mahadev, Lord Shankara, was very happy for getting the association of Sanatan Goswami. But what happened was there were so many mosquitoes there, and they were really biting him day and night, and there was no sprays and no nets. And no fumes, nothing was there in those days. Sadhus had nothing, there was no luxury. So that time, one day Sanatana Goswami thought that my bhajan is getting disturbed. I just cannot stay here because there is so much of disturbance of mosquitoes. I can't chant, I can't do my bhajan, meditation, writing, nothing I can do. So I will leave this place and go. So he started leaving. So Mahadev Chakreshwar took the form of a boy. He came running behind his Goswamiji. He said, Goswamiji, why are you going? He said, no, I can't stay here anymore. There is so much of mosquitoes. I cannot do my bhajan here. He said, no, Babaji Maharaj, the whole village loves you so much. I just can't imagine that you are going from the village. Please stay for one more night and I will play to the Lord and let's see what we can do. Said the sweet request of this sweet boy, who was Mahadev himself. Goswamiji thought that I will stay for one more night. And then what Shiva did? Anybody has any idea? High-tech arrangement. Any guess? Lord Shiva is Mahadev, when Brahma worships him, his father also. So you should know that there are 33 crores of demigods. There's a demigod who controls your large intestine, one who controls small intestine, one who controls your liver, one who controls your spleen, one who controls your breathing, one who controls your brain, one who controls your mind, one who controls air, one who controls earth, one who controls water, one who controls water reservoirs. There are all high-tech ministry of Krishna. So one of the demigod controls mosquitoes. One who controls the insects. Specifically, Mahadev went to that demigod and told that, please clear this area of Chakreshwar, my area, of mosquitoes. Not a single mosquito should come and disturb Goswamiji. So he went and he came back. And lo and behold, there was no mosquitoes. So this boy came next day and asked, Goswamiji, so you are okay? He said, I'm fine, I'm not going to leave this place. So this is Lord Shiva, who loves the company, association of great devotees of the Lord. He's very happy. So then many years passed. In between, Sanatana Goswami also stayed at Pavan Sarovar. How many of you are going to Pavan Sarovar? Right now, I'm sitting at the mountain, right? Are you sure, na? But Pavan Sarovar is a very beautiful place where Krishna would bring his cows to drink water. One reason why he would bring there. And this Pavan Sarovar is actually Nanda Sarovar, where Nanda Maharaj would take bath every day. One day he saw a big king there. And he asked, who are you? And he said, I am Prayagraj, myself. And he was taking bath in the pond. So, and what amazing thing he was doing. He was taking bath and he was rolling in the dust. Generally, you would not do that. You will take bath, mop your body, wear clothes and go. But he would take bath and roll in the dust, again take bath, again roll in the dust. So he asked, Maharaji, I understand you are taking bath, but what is this? So he said, I am Prayagraj, the king of all the tirthas. Everybody comes to me and takes bath in us and leaves their sin. Everyone. So whole year long, people are just dumping their sins into us, into me. So I take casual leave on one day, Akshaya Tritiya. One day I take off and I come here and I take bath. And when I take bath here, all my sins in the color of black color, they all are released here. And I again become rejuvenated, brightened, enlightened, and I go back to do my service for another 359 days. He saw across his own sarovar, and he saw many beautiful ladies, queen-like looking ladies. All of them were doing same thing, taking bath, rolling in dust. Because dust is Vrindavan dust, no? Water is Nanda Sarovar, when Nanda Maharaj takes bath. So he went across and asked them also, why are you doing like this? Who are you, devis? Oh, most fortunate, beautiful ladies, who are you? So one said, I am Ganga. Another said, I am Saraswati. Another said, I am Kaveri, I am Godavari, I am Narmada, I am Sindhu, I am Bhima. And so many names were taken. So what are you doing here? He said, everyone takes bath in us all throughout the year and they drop all their sins in us. And we become mistage, pale, lose our luster. So we come here once in a year on Akshaya Tritiya day and we take bath in Nanda Sarovar, your Sarovar, and we get purified, get our energy back, rejuvenated, and then we go back and do our service for next 359 days. So Nanda Maharaj thought, I was thinking of going to take bath in Prayag. So I cancelled my plan. But Prayag is himself coming here to take bath. Why should I waste my time, energy and ticket to go there? So Nanda Maharaj, because he was going to go, Mother Yashoda had made a lot of matri. What is matri, Matri is a Rajasthani dry sweet which is fried, stays for a long time. It's namkeen. So because he was going to travel to Haridwar, to Prayag, Allahabad, she had made a lot of matris. And then Krishna asked, Mother, what are you making and why are you making this? He said, this is called Matri, because your Baba is going to go tomorrow to take bath in Prayag. It's long distance, so I am giving this to him to eat. So Krishna didn't like the idea. So he told his father that, why you go today? You go tomorrow. Because tomorrow is Akshaya Tritiya, a very good day. Tomorrow is Akshaya Tritiya. This happened previous day. So father said, yeah, it's a good idea. Why should I just go on an auspicious day? And when he slept that night and he woke up in the morning, this was the scene at the bank of his own sarovar. He saw Prayagraj, he saw the queens, the devis in the form of rivers, and this happened. So from that day, the sarovar was called Pavan Sarovar. So at the bank of this Pavan Sarovar, Sanatana Goswami performed his bhajan for some time. One of the resting places. And from there actually, he went to meet Rupa Goswami on his birthday. You know what happened on his birthday? Rupa Goswami was in Nandagaon also. He was a Ter Kadamba. There is a bhajan kuti of Rupa Goswami. One time some of you, Sridhar Prabhu brought all of them in Yatra and I was there with him. So, Ter Kadamba is a place where Krishna calls his cows in the evening. And at the bottom of that tree, Rupa Goswami made his bhajan kuti. While his Govind temple was under construction by Raja Man Singh, so he had left the temple and deities were in some disciples' hand, and he was also travelling in Nandagaon writing his books, Ujjwal Neelamani, Lalita Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu, Upadeshamrut, so many books he wrote there. It's a very beautiful place. So Sanatana Goswami was worshipping and praying and writing over there. And it was the birthday of Sanatana Goswami. The Rupa Goswami thought, my elder brother, my guru, I must serve him. But I'm a beggar, I don't have anything. But I feel like serving him kheer. He just desired, but he thought, ki, I am a sannyasi, I should not desire like this. I should not desire anything. Why should I desire like this? This is not befitting my sannyas. So then, he went on his work of writing. And one beautiful girl came there. Very beautiful looking, sweet. And she had bought a big pot on her head, big tokri. What do you call it? Basket filled with beautiful rice, milk and some cardamom and some dry fruits and some sugar. And she said to Sanatana Rupa Goswami, Babaji, my mother has sent me to give you these beautiful ingredients. And you can cook a sweet rice, beautiful sweet rice for whatever purpose you want. So he said, I am very busy in writing. If you have brought it, why don't you make it yourself? And he again got it busy in his work. So that girl put up a fire, put up bricks, put up wood, put up pots and cooked that rice with milk and put cardamom and put dry fruits and beautifully made into a condensed, thick, nice, sweet rice. And then Rupa Goswami offered it to Krishna. And at the same time when this sweet rice got ready, the girl disappeared. And then she got the kheer to Babaji and she left. Very soon, that very moment, Goswami Sanatanji entered. And he said, oh brother, I want to worship you, I want to please you, I want to glorify you, today is your birthday. And I have made beautiful kheer for you, please accept that kheer. So he said, how can you get a kheer? You are a sannyasi. Sweets and dry fruits and milk and rice, how you can all this, get all these things? So he said, some girl came and cooked for me. So then he offered that sweet rice to Sanatana Goswami. And as soon as Sanatana Goswami took the first morsel, first handful or whatever, cup full in his mouth, he started trembling in ecstasy. His body started trembling. Hair stood on end. Tears flew like rivers from his eyes. And he was asking Rupa Goswami, Rupa, Rupa, tell me, who has cooked this kheer? Tell me the origin, who has cooked the kheer? He said that one beautiful girl had come with a basket on her head and she said her mother had sent her with all the ingredients. He said, Rupa, don't you understand? She was Radharani herself. Radharani herself came. I can imagine by tasting this kheer, I can get divine experiences. So she has to be Radharani. And you, Rupa, you don't you understand? You are supposed to serve Radharani. And you have taken service of Radharani. He should not do this. He is trying to instruct his brother But he kept on eating the kheer one after another. At one point of time, he is giving instructions to his brother and not to do it. And he is eating and his brother also eating. Both are eating and both are crying. And both are saying, why we are engaging Radharani as service? It's a contrast, you know. They were so much tempted and so much hooked to that taste of that kheer. At the same time, they were feeling repentant. And Sanatanji instructing Rupa Goswamiji and they both are trying to avoid it. And both are eating and eating and eating. So this is how the Lord and His beloved Radharani want to always please their disciples and devotees. Because they knew Rupa Goswami is a sannyasi, is a pauper, doesn't have anything. But he had a desire to worship and glorify his brother, the glorifiable, glorious brother. So she herself came and delivered the goods. And that's how Goswami's birthday was celebrated in Ter Kadamba. This is where we always go and taste that beautiful kheer. So then Sanatana Goswami again went back to Chakreshwar and continued his parikrama, which he was doing every day. He became 70 years old and he further couldn't walk only. But still every day he would do his parikrama, long parikrama, 40 kilometers. And a time came when he was like putting one step for one 30 seconds, like that. Very slow, he was very weak, very difficult, but to take hour, almost whole day he would keep moving only and he could finish. Looking at this determination and perseverance and desire to serve, Krishna became so overwhelmed. So he became a boy, coward boy. And he came running to this Goswamiji. He said, Goswamiji, you are so old. Whole life you have been worshipping me. I mean, worshipping Krishna. There is no need. You have perfected your life. You can now sit down and do your bhajan. He said, no. And he is walking only. And the boy is walking behind him, trying to stop him. But Baba is walking and talking. He is saying that, this is my vrata. Till my last breath, I will keep doing parikrama. So, no, Baba, you don't need to do. You already perfected your life. You are sitting at the... Where are you sitting now? Madan Mohan. Don't forget that.
Can we get down?
You can get down. You can now come. This story is happening at Govardhan and we are all doing parikrama and Goswamiji is in front of us. The little blue boy is convincing him, Baba, don't go. You have perfected your life now. Baba is not agreeing, he is walking. Suddenly the boy disappears from there. There is Krishna. So Krishna goes and stands on Govardhan and plays his flute. He puts flute on right side of his body, on the face, puts right foot on the crossed, on the left foot, bends his body at three places, Tribhanga Darshan, and he plays his flute. And there are eight different notes with which Krishna plays flute. Huh? One of the notes is such that when Krishna plays that note, the stones melt. You are all science students here, highly qualified. Any process you know in science where stones can melt? You can melt iron, you can melt gold, you can melt any metal, hardest metal you can melt by 3000 degrees centigrade. By any process, you know, in temperature, you know where stones can melt. But stones can melt with earnest emotions. And Lord Chaitanya slept on the stone in Alalanath. There were holes in the stone, filled with the divine sweat of the Lord, because his body was so much hot in separation, in Viraha Agni. That it melted the stone and made holes in the stone. Wherever his body touched, like chin, knees, elbows, toes, everywhere there are holes in the stone. 6 feet long, 6.5 feet long, I think, and 4 feet wide, big, huge rock, which has got many, many holes filled with water there now. In the memory of the Lord's separation. Similarly, when Lord played the flute, by the sound of the flute, Govardhan melted. And Krishna's one foot which was fully on the ground, another foot which was half on the ground, left foot full, half right foot, bent foot, it melted, sunk in the stone. Looking at the sound of the flute, cow came running and she stamped on the same stone which was melting. So even her footprint came. And Krishna had put his stick of herding cows resting at the waist which was standing on the stone which was melting. So there were one left footprint, one half right footprint, one hoof of the calf, a cow footprint, and stick footprint. All that came on the stone. And stone was still melting, Krishna was sinking. Then he stopped playing flute. The stone recovered from melting situation, but it became a stone with all these footprints. Then Krishna lifted this whole Shila and came running behind his Goswamiji, who is walking further and further and further. Again took a beautiful form of a blue boy and came running. He said, Baba, please take this Shila. This time he spoke in such a convincing voice. He said that this Shila of Govardhan, if you go around four times, you will get the benefit of full Govardhan Parikrama. So from today onwards, please don't do that. And then Maharaj went with Shila at Chakreshwar Mahadev, where his kutiya was. In the dream, Krishna came to him and told him, it was me who gave you this Shila to you. Please continue your Parikrama around the Shila only, and no need of doing Parikrama 40 kilometers. Actually, Goswamiji that day completed his Parikrama, because he didn't have faith on this boy, that what boy will say. But he brought the Shila to his kuti and he kept it. And to convince Goswamiji, the boy form Krishna appeared as Krishna in the dream and told Sanatana Goswami, it's my order to you. You do Parikrama around my stone only. And that's how he stopped doing Parikrama. Then he would do Parikrama in his kuti only, four times. And that was it. Every year, in fact, when he stayed in Govardhan, he was so close to all Brajvasis, like a family member. He would ask, are your daughters getting married? Was the rain enough this year? Were the crops coming nicely? Are you happy? Is enough money? Are your cows happy? Are they grazing? Are they given enough milk? This kind of household inquiry he would do. And every Brajvasi that time had taken Goswamiji as their guru. He was guru of all the Brajvasis existing in that area. And every year, for the pleasure of the Brajvasi disciples, Goswamiji would take them on Govardhan Parikrama. On the Ashada Shuddha Purnima day, which is the birthday of Vyasadev. Yesterday was the birthday of Vyasadev also. How Vyasadev appeared? Vyasadev appeared by the union of Satyavati and Parashar Muni in the middle of the river. It was a cloud of illusion which was created. And Parashar Muni, who is the famous propounder of the shloka, Parashar Sahita, in which is said, Krishna has six opulences. The shloka is there, which depicts about the six opulences of Krishna. That was written by Parashar Muni. He also wrote Parashar Sahita. He appeared, he created a cloud of illusion, and Satyavati united with him in the boat in the river, and thus Vyasadeva was born. On the day of Ashada, Shuddha, Purnima, which was yesterday. So on this day, every year, Sanatana Goswami would take Brajvasis around Govardhan Parikrama. Why on this day? There are many reasons. Because Chaturmasya began on this day. Second, on the Purnima day, Krishna performs Ras Lila with gopis in the full moon night. So every Brajvasi, majority of them, go to do Govardhan Parikrama on full moon night. It's a very beautiful night, fully lit by moonlight, very pleasant atmosphere. So on this particular day, he would take them around Govardhan every year. But when this particular year, I think 1580, Ashada Purnima came, and what would happen is, the devotees of the Lord from all over Braj Mandal, right from Mathura, Vrindavan, everywhere, they would join Guruji in the Parikrama. So like that, every year this would happen, and thousands of people would gather at the kuti of Sanatana Goswami, and from there they would begin Parikrama, end in his kuti only, and that's how they will have an association of Sanatana Goswami. And that day everybody gathered, very early morning, and they all gathered around his kutiya at Chakreshwar Mahadev, and Babaji was sitting in meditation. So they are thinking, he is in meditation, so we'll wait for some time. And they were waiting and waiting. Babaji still did not move, he was sitting in meditation. So they were wondering, they heard calling Babaji, Babaji Maharaj, Gurudev, time is up, we have to go on Parikrama. Still no response. So one of them thought, I will go and meet him and request him to break his meditation and take us. So went inside and touched him. As soon as he touched him, body just fell down. That means before all the devotees came, Vrijvasis came, Sanatanji Goswami Maharaj had left his body. So they all, there was a frenzied wave of desperation and despair spread all over the Braj like wildfire. And the news spread that Goswamiji has gone for the spiritual world. And they were so unhappy, so sorrowful, they started crying. So they picked up the body of Goswamiji on a palanquin, decorated with maha garlands of the Lord, and taking him on the shoulder, everybody as usual did the parikrama of whole Govardhan. And then they brought the body of Goswamiji to Vrindavan, where the temple was made of Madan Mohanji by Ramchandra Kapoor. That's how we began our yatra from there. And there, just behind the temple of Madan Mohanji, his body was buried. And today also, if you go to Madan Mohanji temple, on the higher level of the hillock, just behind that, is a beautiful samadhi of Sanatana Goswami. And there he resides eternally. You can go and communicate with him there. So it is said that if you go to samadhi of great souls, their presence is available over there. So like that, Sanatana Goswami is residing over there, just near Madan Mohanji. And Madan Mohanji's temple is built over there very beautifully. It was the first temple built like this, in this particular fashion, in Vrindavan Dham. Second was, got ready, was Govindji. And then Radha Ramanji appeared, and then all the temples appeared one by one. Long stories of every temple. So suffice to say, Sanatana Goswami is our Sambandha Acharya. He worshipped Madan Mohanji. And Madan Mohanji's deity's history is like this, that when Krishna left this mortal world after formulating his pastimes, there was great grandson of Krishna. Krishna's son from Rukmini was Pradyumna. Pradyumna's son was Aniruddha. Aniruddha's son was Vajranam. And by that time, Vajranam was, because was young, Arjuna's son Abhimanyu died in the battlefield. His son Abhimanyu's son was who? Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj was enthroned by Pandavas, and they went to forest. As a baby, they enthroned him. And when they both grew up, they were samavayaska, they were of same age. So when Parikshit became the king of the whole universe, he put Vajranab as the king of Brajbhumi to re-establish the holy places and to again install deities of the Lord in various places. So he made the deity of Krishna, and only one personality was remaining who had seen Krishna was Uttara Devi. Her husband died, but she was there. Rukmini also had passed away. All the queens of Krishna had passed away with Krishna's arrangement. The long story is there how they passed away. Anyways, but Uttara was the only personality remaining who had seen Krishna. So Vajranam made one deity of Krishna and showed Uttara, Abhimanyu's wife, and asked her, is this perfect deity? This is the way Krishna was looking? So she said, this murti is very beautiful, but what is exactly matching with Krishna in this deity is the lotus feet of Krishna. So that murti was named as Madan Mohan. Why Madan Mohan? He who attracts Madana, that is Cupid, Kamadev. Kamadev is supposed to be the most beautiful demigod in all the demigods. And his job is, he takes flower arrows, just sniff that, there is one button on the screen, yeah, that you will lift up. Prabhuji, you can see that some button is there on this, see, just press it up. Up, huh. So, what I was telling?
Kamadev
is the most attractive, beautiful demigod. His job is that he is with his wife Rati Devi, both of them take flower arrows and flower bows, and they go around the whole universe to shoot that arrow. What does the arrow mean? The arrow means, when the arrow is hit to you, you get completely enamored by lust of this world. You become so much desirous to enjoy the opposite sex and to also enjoy everything in the world. So their job is to entangle everybody in lusty activities. So what is Madan Mohan? He is that personality who even bewilders. Mohan means to bewilder. One who bewilders. Mohit Hona, that means to get bewildered. And he is the one who even bewilders that person who bewilders everybody in the world. with the vishaya of the bhoga of the material world. And how he did that? At one time, Krishna was performing his leela with gopis at the bank of Jamuna, very close to this place. And Krishna was surrounded with beautiful ladies and he was talking to them, chatting, laughing, smiling, joking. Very beautiful time, and it was a very attractive scene. At that time, Kamadeva and Rati, both of them came there with their arrows. They thought, this is a beautiful scene, one man, many ladies, so I can shoot this man with lusty arrows and drown him in lust. So what he did, he put an arrow, flower arrow, on the flower bow, and he pulled the pratyancha and aimed at Krishna. When he aimed at Krishna, that means he has to put the tip of the arrow at the face of Krishna, at the heart of Krishna maybe. But that time when he was aiming, he saw the beauty of Krishna. Because he had to focus, no? So when he focused on the beautiful face of Krishna, he was overwhelmed by ecstasy by seeing the beautiful face of Krishna. And he couldn't furthermore hold that bow and arrow in his hand. So that slipped from his hand. And then he could not compose himself. He completely melted there, looking at the beauty of Krishna. That is, one who bewilders everybody got melted over there. That's how Krishna's name became Madan Mohana. So that Madan Mohan was, the murti was made, and Uttara Devi said that this lotus feet of the deity looks like Krishna, and that was installed as Madan Mohan deity by Vajranahab on the hillock of Dwadasha Aditya Teel. There the murti was installed. Then Vajranahab, another murti he carved, and that murti again he showed Uttara. And she said that the Vakshasthal, the chest, the middle trunk of this body of Krishna is exactly like the deity that you have made this time. And that was installed by Vajranab at Yoga Peet as Radha Govindji. Rupa Goswami revealed the deity from the hillock over there. And then another deity he made and again showed Uttara Devi. And she said that this deity's lotus face is as much as Krishna, same as Krishna. And that deity was installed by Madhu Pandit. He installed it, and later on Madhu Pandit revealed it to the world. So this deity is Radha Gopinath. So these three deities were installed by Vajranab in Vrindavan. In the course of time, all three deities disappeared. But then, you know, Madan Mohanji appeared in front of Advaita Acharya, went to Mathura, then came back to Sanatana Goswami, and he again installed it in the newly built temple. Rupa Goswami was doing his bhajan in some place, and then every day one cowherd boy would come and complain to him that my cow goes in the morning and comes back empty udders in the evening. I am never getting any milk. So he one day followed the cow. And the cow every day would go to one hillock, stand there and throw all her milk from udders like rivers, empty everything and comes home. So one day this person followed and saw that cow is passing all the milk on the hillock. He raised his instrument to hit her, and Rupa Goswami stopped him. Don't do that. This is a divine pastime of the Lord. I am sure the Lord is there under this mountain. And that night Lord appeared in the dreams of Rupa Goswami and told him, this cow is giving milk to me. I am under the hillock. I am very hot and very pained over there. Please remove me from there. So immediately Rupa Goswami next day got up, took the Brajvasis and delicately dug the mountain small way and revealed the murti of Radha Govindji. And then he installed them in the newly made temple built by Raja Man Singh. And while he was doing temple construction, he was staying in Per Kadamba, as I told you. And this Madan, Radha Gopinath deity also was lost. And one day Madhu Pandit, listen to this very carefully. One day Madhu Pandit was standing in the river Yamuna and crying for the Lord. Crying and crying, where are you my Lord, where are you my Lord? Shedding tears and calling him with great devotion in separation, where are you? And suddenly from Yamuna, the deity of Gopinath appeared. And took the deity and brought at the bank of Yamuna and installed it. Radha Gopinathji. This is how Lord manifests and unmanifests himself. Again manifests and unmanifests at the sweet will of his desire. So the point to understand is the philosophy that Sanatana Goswami taught us is Sambandha Gyan. This philosophy in essence tells you that material world is entangling. It binds you in repeated birth, old age, disease and death. And birth after birth you keep suffering in this material world. Whether India or England or America, wherever you take birth you keep suffering again and again. And takes birth again and again. So the philosophy which Goswamiji taught was that get detached from the material world. How one can do that? You tell one child, give this toy to me. Child will not give the toy to you. You have to give a better toy to the child. More attractive looking, more colorful looking, more beautiful looking. Then the child will drop this toy and give that next toy. So you can't just say, give up, give up, give up. You have to give some alternative. Then only you can give up something lower. So to give something lower, you have to give something higher to that person. So like that, the teaching of Sanatana Goswami is that get attached to the lotus feet of the Lord. And thus, one can easily give up the attachment of the material world. If not fast, slowly, slowly. But firm, make your attachment to Krishna's lotus feet very firm. By chanting the holy name, hearing about his pastimes, serving the devotees of the Lord, following the regulative principles, one should make the attachment to the feet of Krishna very firm. And when the firmer you become at the attachment of the feet of Krishna, looser your attachment to the world happens. It becomes looser and looser and looser, and one day you can give up the attachments. It is not necessary that you have to become sannyasi for that. Even in grihastha life, one has to practice detachment and practice attachment to the feet of Krishna. And it is Sanatana Goswami and Madan Mohanji by whose mercy one can achieve this. And the whole philosophy of Sambandha is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami, which is available in the book called Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And at Varanasi, whatever was taught to Sanatana Goswami is mentioned in the book. Very beautiful description is there. It took 2 months, so it definitely has to be a long description. And then when one gets established in serving and in getting attached to the lotus feet of Madan Mohanji, one gets Govindji's mercy. By Govindji's mercy, one gets further service and further service and further service to Krishna. One gets engaged. Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. One gets service by engaging his senses in service of the Lord. And then when perfection in the service takes place, all the anarthas go away and only pure service, perfection is achieved, at that time Gopinath's mercy falls upon that devotee. And by Gopinath's mercy, that perfected servant of Krishna develops love for Krishna. And he starts hearing the beautiful flute of Krishna, which is calling him to come and be with him. So this is how our devotional life progresses. Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. The Sambandha Gyan, the authority, Acharya is Sanatana Goswami. And the deity is Madan Mohanji. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohanji Bhagavan ki. Sanatana Goswami Maharaj ki. Vyasadev ji ki. Ashada Shuddha Purnima ki. Tai Gaura Primanande. Hari Hari Bol.
Isle Shishro Prabhu ki.